This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. Accessible washrooms at Liverpool's Universal Play Park and Splash Pad have been delayed as Region of Queen's staff look into an off-grid design. Regional councillors voted in April 2024 to speed up installation of the permanent washroom and change room facilities at the site next to Queen's Place AmeriCenter. But at a capital budget meeting just before Christmas, Director of Infrastructure Adam Grant told council that the $425,000 washroom project has hit some roadblocks.
While it may look like we haven't made much substantial progress, realistically, we've done a lot of work in the backgrounds trying to identify a feasible solution for that site. It is challenging, it's constrained physically. We do not have a lot of real estate to work within next to that parcel land. There's no provisions put in for electricity to allow for any development beyond the stereo, the 15 amp stereo system at the play park or at the splash pad system there. So we have maybe 30 amps of power, which is not enough to run a facility like that. There's no water provided for a washroom facility and there's no wastewater whatsoever.
The region has rented a portable accessible toilet for users of the park, which is closed until the spring. In response to a question from District 5 Councillor Jack Fancy, Grant said that power, water, and sewer cannot be extended from the Queen's Ground Search and Rescue Building nearby because of the way the play park was built.
Unfortunately, with the building of the splash pad and the playground, we limited any opportunity to make any kind of addition in that area by putting a perimeter fence in right into the curb and sidewalk. Getting involved with the asphalt to remove it, to put power, to put sewer water is going to get extremely expensive.
He said that's why staff are looking at some kind of off-grid accessible facility, though it will likely be more expensive to maintain.
The caution is that it's going to probably create a lot more of an operational burden than we'd like to see, but it will fulfill council's wish to have an accessible facility there.
The accessible washroom and change room at the play park and splash pad are now expected to be finished by the end of 2026. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more Queens County news, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.